When you lie down at night, your body may be in bed while your mind is still carrying on a conversation. You may replay something someone said. You may imagine tomorrow's problems. You may defend yourself against an argument that has already ended. You may rehearse what you should have said, worry about what might happen, or condemn yourself for something you regret. This nighttime conversation can keep the whole organic human alert. You are not merely a mind attached to a body. You are an embodied soul. Your thoughts, memories, emotions, muscles, breathing, heart rate, hormones, and nervous system participate together in the night. A thought such as, I am not safe, may cause the body to remain watchful. A sentence such as, I must solve this tonight, may keep the brain searching for answers. A bitter rehearsal may prepare the body for another confrontation, even when the room is quiet. This is sometimes called cognitive arousal. The mind remains active, watchful, argumentative, ashamed, or afraid when the body needs permission to settle. God created human beings with the ability to remember, anticipate, analyze, and respond to danger. These abilities are good. They help us plan, protect, learn, and repair relationships. But after the fall, these same abilities can become trapped in worry, hatred, revenge, shame, and fear. The mind circles the same territory without reaching peace. Nighttime rumination often sounds like this. What if everything goes wrong? How could that person treat me this way? I will never recover from this. I cannot believe I did that. I must make them understand. Tomorrow will be terrible if I do not sleep. The goal is not to shame yourself for having these thoughts. Trying to force thoughts away can create another struggle. Instead, begin by telling the truth. This is worry. This is anger. This is shame. This is bitterness. This is an unfinished conflict. This is fear about tomorrow. Naming what is present can help you stop treating every thought as an immediate command. Psalm 4:8 says, "In peace I will both lay myself down and sleep. For you alone, Yahweh, make me live in safety." This verse does not teach that faithful people never experience sleeplessness. It teaches that God remains present when human vigilance reaches its limit. You may need to address the problem, but not necessarily tonight. You may need to apologize, establish a boundary, seek counsel, report harm, arrange a medical appointment, or have a difficult conversation. Those actions can be written down for tomorrow. For tonight, try this simple practice. Place your feet, hands, or body in a comfortable position. Notice the conversation taking place within you. Name it without condemnation. Then say, "This matter is real, but I do not have to solve all of it tonight. I will take one faithful step tomorrow. For now, I entrust myself to Jesus Christ. Your mind may return to the problem." That does not mean you failed. Gently repeat the truth. Sleep is received, not forced. You are preparing the whole organic human to release the night without pretending that the problem does not matter.